Let's pick up on your brother Ray, Ray Siegfried II. Do you recall his birth date or year?
He was born February 1st,
1941. And then I guess he attended Cashia Hall?
Marquette, Cashia Hall, Culver, Notre Dame.
Out of Notre Dame, what does he do?
He went to work for my father and grandfather in the insurance business.
But somewhere in long line, he joined the Army.
He went to the Army right after college.
I'm picking up on this because he competed in the Army on the Korean boxing team.
He was stationed in the DMZ between North and South Korea. He was a boxer at Notre Dame and at Culver. So he became a boxer when he was in the service there. This was just before Vietnam really got hot and heavy.
I think he joined the Army as a second lieutenant.
He did. He went through ROTC.
So he then also works for the insurance company for a period of time.
He did.
He was pretty young. He was 26 years old when he comes here and works the insurance company. Then this company that you alluded to was Northeastern Oklahoma Research, Development, and Manufacturing Company.
That's correct.
And now we know what NORDAM stands for.
Yes.
And how in the world anybody would come up with the name NORDAM, but now we know what it stands for.
And well, my brother always, instead of telling that long story that sounds like a big attorney office, he just said it's short for Notre Dame.
Oh, loyal, loyal, loyal. Right.
And our colors are blue and gold as well.
Okay, by no accident, I'm sure. And so this company was a bankrupt business, I believe you've already referred
to.
And it happened to be insured by your father and grandfather.
Yes.
That's their association with that
and
company.
And so they went down to the courthouse steps. They bought the company instead of having to just pay the performance off because he did not forward the premium to the underwriting company. This was the one he was going to take a risk on, and it caught him. So he sized it up and says, well, maybe I can salvage this company rather than pay off and just have nothing. So he sent Ray down there, my brother, to see if he could salvage it. Really, the only product they had was a fold-up boat that you fished in, and it had a plastic hinge of some sort, and you put it on the top of your car to go fishing. So it was very lightweight and very mobile. Problem is, after about 100 bends of the hinge would break off. So you had two pieces of a boat that was kind of worthless. Long story short, the boat didn't make it. So Rockwell Tulsa, had a big contract with LTV, which we know is Vought now, Ling Timco Vought, which was in Dallas. They were making the A-7 fighter, which was the new Navy fighter during the middle of the Vietnam era. So they succeeded in a contract to make the vertical stabilizer fin cap, which is the top of the vertical wing in the back. It had a radar antenna on the inside of it. It was a fiberglass and a honeycomb product. At the time, they were losing a lot of money on that particular project.
Who was?
NORDAM.
Who sold NORDAM to Rockwell to say, we can do this? Was that your brother?
No, that was done before we got there.
Oh, they already had the contract?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they were losing a lot of money on it.
Okay.
And it was a management issue. So it turned that around, the program financially. And then about that time, we went out to American Airlines and said, we're in the aerospace manufacturing business. What do you got for us? They laughed at us for a while. We found out what an FAA repair station certificate was. So we went and got one of those because American told us to. Well, American's the largest employer in the city,
right.
And they were airplanes, and we had this one little contract for an airplane. So it made sense to go out and try to do something in aerospace.
Right.
So we started fixing wings for them, wing components that were throwaway items at the time. That really gave us a boot up. And we immediately captured airline business all over the world because we're the only guys that figured out how to fix a wing. And the wings were being damaged for trucks running into them. Not really crashes. Deterioration. because many of the components were made of honeycomb, like a beehive, but it was aluminum. They were laminating honeycomb for lightweight purposes to aluminum skins or titanium. This is now the jet age, coming from out of reciprocating engine age, and you had to have lighter technology so the airplane could fly faster and quicker and get off the airport. That was our really first start of having a major push, was the repair of wing components for the airlines around the world.
And American Airlines gave you that start.
That's right.
Then you were in business jets and commercial and military aircraft, right?
Over the years, we found new markets for basically lightweight structures. We found them all over airplanes, all over helicopters. Then when Vietnam was really in the midst of this horrible war, they were fighting that war basically with helicopters. Troop transports were mainly the mechanism to get around. They were all made out of honeycomb body panels. Most of them were being made by Bell Helicopter in Fort Worth. Bell Helicopter could not supply enough body panels for replacement because they were being shot up, not necessarily crashes. They couldn't produce them fast enough, so we took this repair technology for wings, applied it to body panels for helicopters, sold it to the Army, and we just got truckloads of stuff on a weekly basis from Vietnam because we could turn them in 30 days and Bell Helicopter couldn't make them in 2 years. Hmm. And so we had an immediate market.
Wow. Now, is Ray, your brother Ray, leading as president and CEO of the company?
That's right. And I was selling it. So
okay.
I was the guy out there on the road trying to expand our markets, our customer base, trying to find new markets.